Udayar, though not written by Kalki Krishnamurti himself, is still considered as a sequel of Ponniyin Selvan. Kudos to the writer, Thiru Balakumaran, who has written this novel, which is nothing less than a masterpiece. I actually do not really know why this book has not reached many people as Ponniyin Selvan did. I personally wish that this book should reach the masses as it clearly portrays the culture of Chola people during the era of Rajaraja Cholan. I am listing out some of the reasons to consider Udayar as the sequel of Ponniyin Selvan. All the main characters from Ponniyin Selvan are retained. This story starts right after the end of Ponniyin Selvan and explains how a beloved prince Arulmozhivarman is made as the king after Madhurandhaka Cholan. This book tells the conspiracy of Aditya Karikalan's murder and what had happened to the conspirators at the end. Udayar also tells about the different sections of society in the Chola period, each one's contribution to the kingdom's welfare and the clashes between them. It also deals with how war plays a major role in a kingdom. It shows how Chola kingdom had a good control over the other kingdoms. It explains how all things fell in the right place in building the great Tanju temple against all odds. Most importantly, the mystery of how the Tanju temple would have been built by them 1,000 years back is being put very clearly from the author's point of view. Ponniyin Selvan revolve around the characters, whereas Udayar revolves around the people as a whole. This book also explains the love and respect people had over Rajaraja Cholan. The difference of characterization and thought processes of fathers and duo, Rajarajan and Rajendra Cholan, is depicted in an interesting way. This book will surely move you if you are much interested in knowing things about Chola Empire, which most of them get after reading Ponniyin Selvan. You wish to go and visit Tanju Temple once and observe all the immortal works of sculptures. You will feel satisfied and immensely proud to stand on the place where all those great people stood 1,000 years back. This is not just a book. It is the way of life our ancestors lived. Happy reading.